Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Nun Hey in Bamatzia. From the Mishnah, Ona Arba Kesef. This we already learned, that Ona is four Kesef. This Kesef means, is Kesef of, according to the way Rashi explained it before, there are 24 Isarim in a Sela, right? Because a Sela has four dinners and each dinner has six Ma'ah. So even if we're not talking about an Isar, we're talking about a Ma'ah. That's what Rashi said before. So there'd be 24. That's how we came out, that there were different opinions as to whether Onah was a 24th, a 12th, or a 6th. Remember, we discussed that. So we said, if it's missing four Isarim. So again, Isar dinner means one for each one. So again, there we're talking about an Isar. And here, according to Rashi's opinion, is that an Isar is the smallest of the silver coins. I once gave out a chart. I don't know if anybody has it handy, but... yeah, have it at home. Yeah, there's a chart here. I have a copy of it here too. According to this chart, an Isser is a copper coin. And that's how most Rishonim, the Rosh, other Rishonim learned that an Isser is a copper coin. Rashi on this page says that an Isser is the smallest of the silver coins. So according to Rashi, he says, oh no, is Arba Kesef, right? Okay, Lamekach Selu, Kedamel El Davishtus. So the way Rashi learned before, there we were talking about a maw, a dinner has six maw, and there's four maw in a cell. For a dinner in a cella, so it came out of six. But that's only when we're discussing about the issue of the cella. Remember the coin being less. We're talking about the real onah in merchandise. We said there that maw is that is onah is arba kesef may isem arba kesef lacella, meaning when there's 24 in a cella. Whatever there's six there, it's ma'a, six ma'a kesef, and according to him, that's six ma'a. Again, a dinner has six ma'a and four dinners in a cella. So when he says ha'ona is arba kesef, four out of 24 is 1/6. That's how he means, and that's what he's referring to here. Ha'ona arba kesef, not talking about the coin being diminished. Let's say not devalued, but diminished. We're talking about merchandise. Okay, so here he's talking about six, four ma'a out of 24, which is a 6. V'atayin ashtein kesef v'odah sheva pruta. So we're saying it, so we'll see in the Gemara, this is no chiddush. Ona is 4 for kesef, 4 out of 24 is a 6. We've had that already. Hata'an ashtein kesef. Ta'ana means a claim. Who cares about how much a claim is? What do you mean? Can't you claim anything? When we talk about a claim, and the shvua in the Torah of a claim is when you're moda to a partial claim. Remember the guy says, you owe me $50, and you say, I only owe you $25, then you make a shvua on the rest. You're moda, you owe $25, and the rest make a shvua. That's a shvua deraisa. If I deny the whole thing, ben Torah, you don't have to make a shvua. Only drabana, shvua sesis, but a shvua deraisa is only there. So how much does the claim have to be? So he says, the claim has to be two kesef. Two ma'ah kesef.
Change was
minimum claim, right. In other words, if the claim is a pruta, then and your counterclaim is half a pruta, that doesn't do it. So here Rashi say here the according to this chart also we have a ma is the same as a gera or a shtus or a danka, and that is there are six of those in a dinar or a zuz. So again here he says that the claim has to be at least two ma, which is a third of a dinar or a zuz. Dinar and zuz are the same. So again, if the counterclaim that you admit is less than a pruta, you don't make a shvua deraisa there. So atanash dekesef vados shava pruta. Chamesh pruta saying there are four prutas that we talk about. In other words, pruta is a pruta, right? Pruta means like a penny, a copper coin. The smallest of the coins is a pruta. But there are five halachas that are relevant with this pruta. Chamesh pruta saying hodash shava pruta, like we just said. That you have to be mowed at least to a shavar puta b'chai v'shvua d'araisa. V'ishim skadesh shavar puta, we all know that's by Sil Sheet, the beginning of Kedushin. That ishim skadesh has to be at least a shavar puta. V'anahenim shavar puta min ahegdish mol. When you commit sacrilege, if you had, I know of at least a shavar puta, less than a shavar puta, you're not chayiv. Hamot shavar puta, if you find a shavar puta, you're chayiv l'hachriz. We'll see what this means. In other words, if it's less than a shavar puta, you don't have to call it out. That's not considered a mitzvah of a shavar zaveda. We'll see. The chiddush in this is that even if it's worth less later on, but when you found that it was worth a shavar puta, you have to call it out, you have to announce it. We said before, all these halachas we've already had before, but here he just summarizes the five. And he says that if you steal a shama pruta, and then you swore that you didn't steal it, that you didn't take it, and then you admit it, and you're chayiv, it's called asham zeilus, you're chayiv to bring an asham, and you're chayiv to return it to him. Because you did it, you have to return it to him, even if he's on the other end of the world. That's the basic halacha. So these are the five things of prutas, and most of the things that we had in this Mishnah, we've already learned before. So the Gemara is going to ask right away, Taneda Chadazimna, Ho'no Arba Kesef, we just had this a few blot ago, that Ho'no is 1/6. Again, if you cheat by 1/6. Now, mind you, that we're going to have this concept in a minute about prutas, but we'll wait till we get there. Ho'no Arba Kesef, so we already learned that before. Me'asim Arba Kesef, 4 out of 24, which is 1/6, Arba Kesef L'sel. If there's 24 ma'a in a sela, and Ho'no is 4 ma'a out of that, again, we came out, what are the rules? If it's less than that, you're mochel. If it's exactly 1/6, you give back the 6. If it's more than a 6, either party can cancel the whole deal. Shtus lemekach, 1/6 of the sale. So we've already learned that. So the Gemara says, well, hatana shtei kesef hodosha v'pruta yitzrichalei. We need it for the second halacha. That a claim must be at least 2 ma, and a counterclaim must be at least a shava pruta in order to feed b'chai v'shvuas, mora mixus mena Torah. The Gemara, hanami tanina. We learned that also in Kedushin and Shvuas. Shvuas adayanin. When will you make a shvu in front of dayan? Hatana shtei kesef. The shvuas adayanin here means the shvu you make for mora mixus. The claim has to be at least 2 ma kesef. The hodah shava pruta. 2 ka kesef. Again, ma is, according to everybody, ma is a silver coin. According to the chart, which is the predominant opinion, the ma is the smallest of the silver coins. Below that, a pundi, an isser, and a pruta are all copper. But we'll see Rashi has a different opinion, but it doesn't really make a difference really too much in logic here. So about Dasha Pruta says that because we already had that before too. Safe Israel, you're right. We didn't need the first two halachas at all. I just mentioned we're talking about prutas and how much, and just you want to summarize everything to tell you the Tani Chamesh prutas. We had to summarize and tell you the five prutas, as even though we know that some of those we've learned also. Hishim Skadeshim Shavar Pruta, but clearly what he's telling you is not the individual halachas that we know. He's just trying to tell you that there are five nafkaminas of where do you say shava pruta? Where is pruta important? We know that nothing less than a pruta is considered any value at all. So where are the nafkamina? Like we said, like when you're moda, when you're makadosh anisha, having anah, etc. So you summarize them all, tell you these are the five cases where the pruta is shayach. So now it goes on to the chamesh pruta, saying for listening, I'm your anah pruta. Why don't you say anah's pruta? Why don't you say Ho'no? Ho'no is a pruta. Now some of Farshim say, what do you mean? Ho'no is really like gezel, isn't it? It's a form of stealing. Well, it's not quite, because Ho'no, gezel, if you steal a pruta, you got to return it. You got to return it. Whereas Ho'no, in a deal, let's say you made a deal for, a ma'a. And a ma'a has how many prutas in it? I don't know. Let's see. A ma'a has 32 prutos. Okay? So let's say a sixth of that is how much, Rick? Let's say five and change, right? So five and change. So let's say I cheated him, meaning I took too much money from the guy by 3 prutas. What's the halacha there? Mochel.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. You're mochel. So the halacha is not quite the same Ho'no and gezel. Gezel, if I steal a prut, go to your wallet, I got to return it. But if we made a deal and you got gypped, you feel you got gypped by 3 prutas, that's mechila. So the halachas are not the same. So the Gemara says, "For listening, Ami Ho'no, why don't you just say Ho'no? Ho'no is also a case of pruta. If you cheat by a pruta, that's also Ho'no. It could also be a pruta. Let's say 1/6 of the deal. I sold you something for 6 prutas and it was worth 5, right? So I told you a pruta. There's another. Amrav Kanaz Osameres ain't no nola prutas. He says there is a nola prutas. And here Rashi says, "V'pachos mi isa shumat be'ah shel kesef." So here Rashi goes against the chart, and here Rashi tells you that an isser is a silver coin. Meaning that a pruta is the only one that's copper. Because according to Elam Farshim, a pruta and Isra and opinion are all copper. In any case, he says that there's no Ho'no, that the rules of Ho'no are only when it's substantial, when there's you really feel gypped. On pennies, people are not mocked at all. When they're talking about that level.
Because you're talking about over and above the 6th.
No, even if it's just a 6th. Let's say the 6th, the pruta is 1, is a 6th, right. So a pruta, more than a pruta and a half is a bitul megah, right. You understand? So he says, we don't say that. We don't make that halacha. If all you got cheated by is 1 pruta, doesn't apply, even though that's a 6th or more than a 6th. It doesn't, he says that's his opinion. That's his opinion. In other words, since it wasn't included in the rules of, we had five rules of pruta, why not mention onah too? Because the answer, our Mishnah was ain't all prutos. Levi disagrees. Levi Omar, our Mishnah will not go like Levi. Levi Omar, yeshna la prutos. He says there is a prutos too. A six is b'chein tonu levi masnisa. In his brisa, he learned chamish prutos hain. He said specifically, and as our Mishnah goes like this, Tana, Levi learned otherwise. Levi said, chamish prutos, and what are they? What are the five? Ho no pruta, ho do pruta, that's the same. Kiddush Isha Pruta, that he, those two are in our Mishnah too. Gezel Pruta, also in our Mishnah, right? The Yeshiva Sadayanam Pruta. And Bezdin is not forced to listen to a case of less than a Pruta, right? We know the famous halacha of Din Pruta, right? Of Din, the halacha is Din Pruta Kedin Meya, right? There's some guys who are arguing about a case of millions of dollars in front of the thing, but they got a big case. And here they're talking about. Right, right, and the rabbis now are dealing with you know, Yankel stole from him one pruta, didn't pruta get the meyad. And when it comes to the importance of sitting in judgment, you don't say, well, that's not important. It's a small amount of money. We're going to deal with the big one. Didn't pruta get the meyad, but it's got to be a pruta. So Levi says the yeshivas had the unpruta. So where did notice if you look at the five cases Levi brings down, where are the two that are different? Onah is different. He brings down onah and yeshivas had the un, which are not mentioned in our Mishnah. So now we're going to compare Levi's five with the five in our Mishnah. V'tani den my time lotani shivs. Why did he mention yeshivas down? He says tana legezel. You mentioned stealing. That's the case. Yeshivas had the un. When do they sit? They sit. That's a. When you mentioned they sit in court. When do they sit in court? They sit in court over a claim of stealing, and you have to swear, etc., and all that. That's also the same as yeshivas down. It's one of the forms of yeshivas down. So it mentioned Gezel, Yeshiva Stone is included there too. Milotani Gezel, Vaktani Aveda, but you mentioned Gezel and Aveda, and those are both cases of going to court. You found something, you have to claim, etc. Says Hanas Tishrei, you need them both. You need both Gezel and Aveda. Why? Because Gezel, it goes, Mechaveir Shavaputa Vinish Belo Yochanachav Filamadai. That's a Chiddush. Not simply that a court sits for a case of Gezel, but simply to tell you that if you swore falsely about it, you know, normally, let's say you find something, you don't have to go and spend all kinds of money to go reach the guy thousands of miles away, but if you stole something and you swore falsely about it, you have to go to the other end of the world. That's a special law. That's why Gezel mentioned. And Aveda is the teaching of Motzi Aveda Shavaputa Chayv Lahachers Vafagav Dissolved, even though it went down now in value, but if when you stole it, it was worth a pruta. You have to announce it. So therefore, that's why those two were mentioned. But as Yeshiva said, the honor it could be included in Gezel. That's why our Mishnah didn't mention Yeshiva said on. But like in my time, Lotan Aveda. When Levi put in the other two of Onah and Yeshiva said, he left out Aveda. Why did he mention Aveda? Aveda Brutus says, kind of like Gezel. He says, if you learn Gezel and Aveda, those are both things where you have something from somebody else and you got to return it. So that's included. Milotani Gezel, Tani Yeshiva Sayan. But Levi learned Gezel and Yeshiva Sayan, even though one could be included in the other. He says, Yeshiva Sayan, it's a for a different Drosha. Lapukim Raftina, to exclude from Raftina, Dam Raftina, Bezdin, Skak, and Afil Pachim Shavapruta. Raftina holds that Bezdin sits even on a case of less than Shavaputa. This is going to be modified in a few minutes, so don't take it at face value. But Rav Kina apparently says that Bezdin sits even on a case, is forced to sit, even on a case of less than a Shavaputa. So that's why Yeshiva Sayyidina to be mentioned, even though you might say it's included in Gezel, yeah, but it's to tell you that Yeshiva Sayyidina is a minimum of a Pruta. The Levi might have a Lotani Hegdish. Right? Why didn't Levi mention Hegdish? Again, Levi put in two, but he left out two, right? He left out Aveda, so he said that's included in Gezel, right? Because he put in Yeshiva Sadayanim. Why did he mention Yeshiva Sadayanim if he mentioned Gezel? To tell me to exclude from Tina. But one of the ones in our Mishnah was, if you commit sacrilege, if you commit Ne'ilah by having an off from Hegdish, if a Pruta Yerchayev, Levi didn't mention that. Why didn't he mention Hegdish? He says, Bechul and Kamar, Bekachim and Kamar. Not that he disagrees with the Halacha. He just says, I'm mentioning the five by Chul, I'm not going into Kachim right now. So El Titan, the Kamayr to Kachim, Fartan is talking about Kachim, Nisne Maisa Bapruta. Why don't you mention Maisa Bapruta? Yesterday we had, the day before, we had what? Remember that Maiser, when if I have the fruits in Haifa that I want to eat in Rishalayim and it's too heavy, I could be part of. Let's say I only have less than a Shava Pruta. You remember Chizkiya's whole game that you do it on money that you already transferred and you had a little extra in there. But by itself, we had a pasuk, right, that you don't transfer it by itself, right? You can't do it by itself. If it's less than a Shavar Pruta, you can't transfer the Kedusha. So there's also, El Tanya Nesni Maisa Pruta. So, and Maisha has to be a Pruta. If less than a Pruta, you can't transfer the Kedusha. We had a Shita that said that the fifth has to be a Pruta. Remember, the fifth has to be a Pruta, meaning that Maisha is really not one Pruta, but it's four Prutas. Because it's you can't transfer the Kedusha from produce if the produce is worth less than four Prutos, because if it's less than four Pruta, the fifth will be, remember, the fifth is really 25%, it's fifth of the out of the gross amount. It's really 25% of the net amount of the keren. He says that has to be a pruta. So, which if the chomish has to be a pruta, that means that the keren has to be four prutas. So, the halacha of meiser is not with one pruta. The halacha of meiser is with four prutas. So that's why he doesn't include it. Fine. So, if the meiser is not with a pruta, because meiser has to be four prutas, but the chomish is a pruta, so say. Say the chomish of maisers with the pruta, but karnel kamari, but chomish lekamari. So Dochi answers: I'm talking about karen, not chomish. These aren't real issues of halacha. They're just saying why he didn't include it in the five. I mentioned these five because I was talking about this. I was talking about that. I wasn't talking about special cases. Gufam Raftina, but Raftina's halacha very strange. He says Bezdin skakan afilu pachim shavu pruta. Bezdin holds court even in case of less than a shavu pruta. I mean that would almost be ridiculous for every little thing. Masav Rava. If you committed sacrilege, you sinned, you took stuff from Hegdish, Yishalem, Larabos, Pachas Mishava Pruta, Lishavon. So we have this where Rava says there that if you took less, you have to return even less than a Shavah Pruta if you had an off from Hegdish. The Pasuk was talking about he had an off from Hegdish, right? A special halacha. It says the ace, the darshans, the ves, the estar, shchales, and vegam and ribuyin. Ves is a special ribuy that when it comes to Hegdish, even less than a shabrut, you have to do mashman dafka for Hegdish, not for Hegdish. Eli itmar hochi itmar. Amar avtina im huskuku bezn l'shava pruta. If bezn had held court for a real case, a case of a shava pruta, then Gomer nafil pachim shavapruta. Rashi says, if let's say Reuven has a claim of a shavapruta to Shimon, and Shimon has a counterclaim of a half a shavapruta to Reuven, so we adjudicate his case also. Because once they sit for a case of a shavapruta, and that case, you know, starts expanding into other cases with a less shavapruta, that's where it can be done. Amar Avtina imusko bezl shavapruta Gomer nafil pachim shavapruta. Tchilas din being in pruta, gemar din lo being in pruta. The beginning din needs pruta, the gemar din does not need pruta. You have a similar halacha just occurred to me, you know, that bezdin only sits during the day, not at night. But if they start during the day, they complete it at night, right? Kachim, you only shecht during the day, you never shecht at night. But once you start it during the day, if you committed the zrika before, you can eat it even into the night, and you know, you can burn the emorim at night. Similar ideas you see in the Torah. Now this mission we should have had a couple days ago, right, before. But that's many times how the gemara works. You know, explains different things, and then we summarize it. The mission we would have been helped.
How Bezdin has to sit? I mean, how many people sitting in a Bezdin for
any Bezdin? Any Bezdin? Three. Regular Bezdin is three. A small regular Bezdin that deals then a moment is three.
They didn't have a small claims
court. No, they have a small claims court. That's all they did. That any claim is a claim. Claims are all equal. You know, the small claims court is just to avoid the lawyers, I think. You know, or the judges are just, you know, they're working their way up the system. You know, they're not
they're busy.
Yeah, they're busy, yeah. By the way, if you ever been in small claims court, you know, don't try to claim. Don't try to claim Agbas Nefesh.
I tried to.
I learned a few laws, huh?
The guy that guided me said, don't even try it.
Don't even try it, yeah. No, I've been in many times. I've been sued. I never went to I've been sued, but, you know, people claim in this country, you know, that every said it's a very, you know, in Yiddish, you know, Agmat Nefesh, it becomes, in Hebrew, it's a big thing, Agmat Nefesh. Agmat Nefesh in this country, you only get if, God forbid, you lost a leg in a car accident. That's Agmat Nefesh.
That's people,
you didn't like the glasses the right, or the pen.
Only the right leg.
Only the right leg. Right leg. They don't award
works,
that.
It's okay.
They don't award that. We were just talking about that. I forget. We were just having a conversation about the whole thing with you know the tort in the torts law, you know, in America with you know, the people claim millions of dollars of damage. That's keeping the lawyers busy, keeping the insurance companies crazy, driving rates up and stuff like that. That it doesn't exist in this country. In this country, at least, it's better in that sense. They don't let you go so far. There are five different fifths. We mentioned them all already yesterday, right? We discussed this yesterday. But there are five fifths that the Torah talks about. Ha'ochel truma, v'yitruma. Yeah, v'yitruma, Rashi says, b'shogeg, other mefarshim talk about mezid also, even though you're chai misa, that's misa b'dei shemayim, could be that you have to mashlim that also to truma. In other words, if you eat truma b'shogeg, you have to take other food. I ate, let's say, some vegetables, b'shog barn to truma. I take other vegetables and replace it, and they get the kedusha of truma. So he says, if you echol truma, and there's different kinds of truma. That's what our Mishnah describes now. Not only truma, truma's meiser, that's also a truma. What's truma's meiser? You give meiserishin to the Levi, he's got to take 10% of that, give that to the Kohen. That's truma. That's real truma. So truma's meiser also has lach of truma. And truma's meiser shel tamai. That's what we'll talk about there. If you got tfu from an amaretz, the truma's meiser there, also if they add on a fifth, which is a big chiddush. We'll see it's not so simple because it's only draw button. You add a fifth there also. Vachalo, chalo is a kind of truma. Right, if you ate challah, all these things. Now, all these things are if you ate them. We'll talk about dafka. Notice if you ate them, b'shogeg, you have to mash them and you add on 25%. V'challah v'abikurim, which is also a kind of truma. All those most of chomesh. V'poda netravai, netravai vines in the fourth year. You got to also take it up to shalim or you're poted for money. Similar to ma'aser sheni, it's learned out a gzeir shava kodesh. It says kodesh by ma'aser sheni and it says kodesh by netravai. So the same idea, netravai and ma'aser sheni shalo. If you're a part of your own ma'aser sheni, not if somebody else is part of for you, you add on a fifth there, most of chomish. That's the second one. Right. V'hapoda esek desho. If you're mocked or something, you're poda yourself, you add on 25%. Most of chomish. Hanehen shava prutum and akodesh, most of chomish, right? That's also the case of Me'ili, you add on 25%. V'agozos chreya shava prutum and ishbala, most of chomish. When you steal money from somebody and you deny it and you swear falsely, and then you're moda, not only do you bring the carbon asham, but you also have to add on, give the guy another 25%. So these are five different cases where the Torah describes 25%. And we explained yesterday that even though it's a machlokas, if it's 20 or 25%, chomish means a fifth. So it means 20%, but it's 20% of the gross amount, including the fine of the 20%. So we paskin, we go with the shita that it's 25%, right? It's 20% of the gross amount. That applies in all cases. Because once we have the definition of what chomish is, not a fifth of the keren of the principal, but a fifth in total of the total that you paid, it's a fifth of that, which is really 25% of the keren. That definition applies in all these cases. Amar Rava, Kashal Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos, Rashi says. Lazar ben Pedos, he was more of an Amori, was later. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos, and the Gemara had this, when we found Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Stam Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. In the Gemara, it's Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos. Amar Rava, Kashal Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos had the following question. Trumas Meister Sholtamai. Stand over here, you know, these other things I understand are Doraisas. These are lachas in the Torah. The Torah says he had a fifth. Demai is Bechlal and Nisad Rabban. It's only that the Medik said, you know, even Amaratzim always gave Truma Gedol. The main Truma they gave, because without that, you know, your Chayit Tevo, you know, your Chayit Misa, everybody knows that you can't eat. Everybody would give Truma. It also could be any amount, right? Truma doesn't have to be, it's not 10%, it's whatever you give. There's no fixed amount for Truma. You just take something, give it to the Kohen. So we said a 40th, a 50th, 60th, any amount is really good. So everybody, they were not choshed on that. But for Meiser, we said, you know, if you buy from Amoritz, you should give Truma. So the Chiyasa Chizuk Levayim Kishel Torah? What do you mean? The Torah says, you know, the Torah says if you didn't give, if you ate Truma, okay, there you have to give another fifth. But Truma, and Truma's Meiser, that's also kind of Truma. But Demai, that's only Drabbanan, meaning the assumption is he gave that already. It's just that, you know, usually you're Sashim Mafresh again. If you ate that, you have to, this part that you were mafrich, which is Rabbani, you ate that, you also have to earn 25% of that. Did the Chachamim make such a chizik, such a strengthening to the words like the Torah? Avam Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hamani Rameyer goes like Rameyer. Rameyer says, and we'll see other cases now that we're going to be on Rameyer holds, that sometimes a drabbanan they made a rule just like the Torah. What's the case? The classic case is, the Amar, also Chacham Chizik Dvarim Kishel Torah. We'll see that in many cases. It doesn't mean in all cases. In certain cases, Rameyer said that the words of the Chomer are strong as the Torah. The famous cases that we can bring down now, the Tanya. How may be getting Dina Siyam? We hadn't gotten. If we bring Dina Siyam, the Chomer made halacha that if you're a shliach, you have to say, b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav. Remember one reason, famous machlokas, right? Rab and Rava there, that is it, or Abai and Rabba, I forget it, is it Rab and Rava? I think it's Rab and Rava. Machlokas, is it because of Einanim Sum Lekaimo, or is it because of Baki and Lishma? And therefore, to say it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me to say that I saw the witnesses there or I know that it was written Lishma. So that's the Takana Chachamim. The Torah doesn't say anything b'fanei nechta, but if you bring a get, and Dinasim, you have to say that. Nafkamin is if you bring it in Eretz Yisrael, or in Eretz Yisrael from one Medina to another Medina Eretz Yisrael. The famous beginning of the Daf Beis and Gittin, we had that. So it says over here, let's say you brought the get to her, and it's a legitimate get, it's all kosher, everything, the date, everything was written properly, your Adam signed on it, etc. And you forgot to say b'fanayach panayach, you didn't say b'fanayach panayach. Okay, you gave it to her. She didn't know the lach of b'fanayach. The Adam, they were there, got it, they saw, we hold Adam, actually Adam a seerah card, you get in front of Adam, etc. He just left out the words b'fanayach that the rabbi said you should do. Now she takes the get and she goes and gets married with it. She gets remarried. She has children from the second marriage. You know what I'm saying? The mom's Aram. Very, very difficult. Wow. That's what Remeir says. We have on Pasuk like Remeir. But you see, even though it's only Drabanan, oh, what did you do? You didn't say the words before the gets kosher. The rabbi signed it. Everybody's fine. The Adam are good. Everything's good. Remeir says she has to leave that second marriage because he married. She's a married woman and the kid's a mamzer. So says Remeir. The kid's not a mamzer. You want to rectify it, I'll tell you what you do. Ketzad Yasi Yit Lenem Amena, if the get's still there. Presumably by the time she's remarried and had other children, maybe gone. But if the get's still there, you know, take it back. Give it to her in front of Adam, to Adam again. That's the Chum Sushita. But what do you see? See, Remeir is so machmer that he holds a drabbanan. It's like a deraisa. The drabbanan say this is the way to do the getting, and you didn't follow the procedure and the formula, the format of the chachamim. The kids are mamzer. Does that make sense? Just because he didn't say those words, the kids a mamzer. Ain Remeir tamei dam Remeir dam Rav Amnun mishmeidu ula. Omer Remeir kala meshana nateishu tevach chacham begitin Yosef al mamzer. So you might say that's only by getting, not by other cases. But you see that Remeir holds. Remeir is of the opinion that when the chacham make a halacha, it has the stringencies of the Torah. Kala meshana nateishu tevach chacham begitin. Of course, we don't pass either way. But you see, Remeir holds that. So he says, you know what? Our mission is also going with that. When he says, listen, if you ate trumas meiser demai, which is probably okay to eat, it's probably regular stuff. No, you got to pay it back and add a fifth onto. So even though here it's a money matter, if you see Remeir so machmer by the kid calling a kid a mamzer, etc., ruining his life, everything. So by a money matter, he can certainly be so machmer. Masav Rav Sheshes. Now listen carefully. We're talking here about Trumas Meiser of Demai, right? Machalon also Kesef al Kesef. Rashi says it's going to be Meiser, not Meiser Sheni Shel Demai, right? We're talking about Meiser Sheni of Demai. And you can be Mechal. Now, what do you do? You're in Haifa. You got the fruits. What are you supposed to do? You take the money, you bring it to Shalim. Okay, let's say on the way you found a different money changer, whatever the thing was, you needed some change, you needed to buy an ice cream, whatever happened over there, you can change that money, kesef al kesef, silver for silver coins, nechoshes al nechoshes, even though that's not normally the way you change things. Right? You change it, kesef al nechoshes, you can change kesef al nechoshes, nechoshes al apeiros. You're on your way to Haifa, you stop in Modi'in or something, and you change there some of the choshes onto fruits, because for whatever reason, you wanted those fruits. The yachzer v'yiftas a peiros. And then, even though you're outside of your shalayim, you must take those peiros, right, and you have to put them onto money. Rashi says, the choshes al peiros, v'afil chutz v'shalayim, the yachzer v'yala kesef v'shalayim. You got to bring, says v'tzar to kesef. In other words, you can't come into your shalayim with peiros that were exchanged. That's the first opinion. Okay, that's Remeir's opinion. Divra Remeir. You see over here, though, by the way, this is not a problem in general. In other words, there's no problem. We talked about yesterday when you do Hegdish a second time, when you're poed the Hegdish with the second one, you add on a fifth. Remember that was the discussion yesterday, you add on a fifth. You only have the first time, the second time. By Meiser, you certainly don't add on a fifth, but you could do it. You could certainly change Meiser. You could change from coins to coins to coins to coins to coins. And Meiser Shalom, here he says, even if you changed it to food, but Remeir says you still got to bring, when you come to Shalom, you got to bring in money. You can't bring in food. The Chum say no. The Chum Yalu Peiros for Yochum Shalom. If you so choose, you could change it back to money, but if you so choose, you could even bring the Peiros to Shalom. These are not the original Peiros, but you could do that if you decide, now, before you didn't want to schlep, now maybe it's smaller Peiros, so you want to schlep more. So that's what he says. This applies to Meiser Sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim from Haifa. This is all part of the proof now. Can you really change Kesef to Nechoshes, to brass? It's not considered a proper way. Rashi says, three lines into the wilds. Maskona divta dosa Rav Sheshes, Yivachakomer. Shemana l'Remeir d'megel b'pidyon. Right, b'pidyon d'mai. L'chalo Kesef al Kesef, Kesef al Nechoshes. Over Meiser v'adai mimechalinen ki'ai gavna. Afilu kesef al nechoshes, the dummy opinion. Do you even do that? Do you even do that at all? By miyachalina kesef al nechoshes. In other words, by regular meiser, not by demai. Demai is only drabanan. But by regular meiser, you're bringing payers to your shalayim and you change your money. Miyachalina kesef al nechoshes. Vatana, we learn sela shal meiser sheni. V'shelchun shenasar. But let's say I got two silver coins, and one was Maisa Sheni, and one was Chulin. I got them mixed up. Now the Maisa Sheni one I got to take to Yerushalayim to eat. The other one I could eat wherever I want. So what do? You don't say, one way is to say, listen, one of these is Maisa. I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick up one of them, and I'm going to say, if this is Maisa, okay, I'm taking this one to Yerushalayim. If this is not Maisa, then I'm taking the Kedusha of the other one, which is Maisa, and being Mechalit on this, and I'll take this one. Either way, I'll take it to Yerushalayim. You don't say that. What do you say? Maybe sell a mos. You bring some cheaper money. Well, you say, Rashi says that's nechoshes. You bring some pennies, let's call it. Mos here doesn't mean a mo'a, like we call it. It just means you bring some coins, even brass coins. Whichever, wherever the Maisa Sheni is, right, one of those, I'm machalit onto this money, onto these brass coins, right? And then I take the Kedusha from this, from these brass coins, and I put it onto whichever is a better looking of those two sellers, of the two silver coins. In other words, I want to be good to Maisa Sheni. I want to take the better one, take it to Maisa Sheni. So I first say, whichever one of these is the Maisa Sheni, I'm putting it onto these brass coins. And then I take the brass coins, and I reverse it back. And I say, whichever is the nicer coin, I'm going to make that the Maisa Sheni.
But you could take the brass coin.
Huh?
Could take the
rest. No, you can't take that. You can't. No, that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to take. You don't want to. It's like losing the value. You don't want to do that. It says ubora again. Look inside. So ma'aser sheni, machalas ma'aser halalu, ubora siyafah. And then you take the nicer ones of the silver coin, umachala, and you do it back. Mibnei sha'amru, because we said machalin also kesef al nechoshes midochek. In other words, over here, you have no choice. You want it. You have chulin ma'aser. You have to do something. So midochek, we say you could do. Kesef onto Nechoshes, right? Loshi, in other words, we do that. Rashi explains. Kloman, the top of Rashi. Why'd you have to do this, you know, do it this way and then reverse it back? Why don't you just say, like I said originally, take the nicer one and say, listen, if this is the good Maisa Sheni, fine, I'm bringing that one. If not, I'm taking the Kedushin Bahalan, Kesef al Nechoshes Midochin. Kesef lo derechil. That's not normally the way to do it. No, the chul is, you say, I take this onto that, but if it's the same thing, that you don't transfer Kedusha, the same thing onto the same thing. Right? Even under duress, in other words, even when it's an emergency, you don't do that. The Kivan Dein Kesef al Nechoshes lo itir el Bedochek, Rashi says, only under a stringency like this. In other words, that's not normally the way to do things. You don't do things. Right? So May said, you machalin kesef on the choshes under a duress, only because you're going to immediately put it back on there. In other words, the solution of kesef and kesef, you don't do at all. Kesef on the choshes, you could do under duress because you're going to do it right back. But normally you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do kesef on the choshes, basically, as you said, because it's a bazaar. I'm taking good silver and putting it on the junk, stuff which molds easier and goes bad, etc., and it's a bazaar. K'tani mi, it's mechalim midochek. Midochek ain't shalom midochek lo, but you can't midochek lo. So what do you see over here? You see over here that when it comes to regular Maisa Sheni, you can't do kesef on nechoshes. You can only do it in a strange situation because I got mixed up over here, so I'm going to do it right back. But normally I can't. Yet, we had before, Moser Rav Sheish is mechalin also kesef on kesef, nechoshes on nechoshes, kesef on nechoshes, that you could do when it comes to Maisa Sheni of Demai. So what do you see? You're saying, oh, Rameyer says, very machmer, the drabana, like a doraisa by gittin, and over here also, oh, you had to add on a fifth. Here you see that he's not machmer. When it comes to Demai, you have all these coolers. You could do kesef and kesef, nechoshes and nechoshes, kesef and nechoshes. We're very makel when it comes to Demai. Amar Rav Yosef, al pi shemekel Rameyer b'pidyon, even though he's makel when it comes to redeeming it, right? Machmer hu bachila. So when it comes to eating it, he's more machmer. When it comes to eating anything, eating, it's like the doraisa. You get on a fifth. Tanya lo itir limkor demai el lasitam. If you're a talmud chacham and you bought something from an aretz, you have to give trumas and ma'aser. You have to give ma'aser, right? Unless you sell it to a wholesaler, because a wholesaler, anybody who buys from a big wholesaler knows that the guy's buying from all kinds of people and he's gonna have to take trumas. Bilvad. Ubalabayas benkach ubenkach tzarach la'aser divremer. But a balabayas always has to, if he gives out stuff, people say, if you're a talmud chacham and you gave me this stuff or you sold me this stuff, I assume you took trumas and ma'aser again. But if you have sitnat, But the chomer echad asit nechad abalabayis mocher b'shalach lechaver v'nosin lematan v'ein choshesh. He says it doesn't make any difference that whether you're selling it wholesale, like to a wholesaler, or even a balabayis who sells in bulk, not who sells individual, but sells in bulk. Even if you're a tamachom, you sell it in bulk like a sitom, you also don't have to take meiser, because people know when you buy stuff in bulk, it could be that meiser hasn't been taken. You know, now you have the rabbanut, you know, checking things over and through in the factories and all that, so they do it in bulk, right? But normally in those days, if you didn't buy it from an individual selling small amounts, yeah. So what do you see over here? That the chachamim were more makel, but Rav Meir was machmer when it comes to eating, right? Because you might eat the stuff without meiser. Rav Meir was more machmer. He said, if you sell it to a wholesaler, everybody knows buys from a wholesaler, that's his business. You could sell it even if it's a Dumbazrais. But if you're a balabais, even selling in bulk, but if you're a balabais, you must take it. So you see, when Rav Meir's more machmer when it comes to eating, that he's more machmer when it comes to eating, like a doraisa. So therefore, you see, that Rav Meir is the author of our Mishnah, and Rav Meir's machmer when it comes to even a drabana, he's machmer when it comes to an issur of eating, you're machmer like a doraisa. You said over there, by pidyon, he's more makel. Pidyon is different. Being podi, he's makeable. When it comes to eating, you know, eches nishdu, I don't eat here. You know, when it comes to eating, people are more machmer. Rav Meir's more machmer when it comes to eating. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow, Mitzvah
Shem. Side question.
Mm-hmm.
What does yafesh of a mean?
Yafesh means the nicer looking one. Like you have two cell phones. Shiny, yeah, less rubbed out. Because you always want to give Meister Shani, like Hegdish, you want to give them the benefit, right? You want to give them the benefit. So Yafashem means the better one, the better look, assuming they're not equal, that they're not the same. Because remember, those
they're
coins.
Equal in value.
No, but in coins, it goes by their weight and by how shiny they were. And remember, we had if it goes below a certain level, it's ono. Right, but when it comes to
the question is this: if the problem is that they got mixed up.
Yeah.
If you can distinguish between the
you can't. No. They got mixed up.
Different.
No, they're not so different. They're sellers. They're both the seller. But one is a better one's less rubbed out, so you give Hegdish the benefit.
Shiny,
that's right. But when you come to Yerushalayim, the shinier one, or the one that's less rubbed out, that's less diminished, might fetch a little bit more pay. That's what you're supposed to. Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, but they're both sellers. They're both sellers. The difference is very little. The difference is very little.
But you
got my shiny better thought, or it could be they got mixed up anyway without you weren't looking at them too carefully. You know what I mean? You had Meister Shani this, you had Meister in this pocket and Kohl in this pocket, and you got mixed up, they're both sellers. Yeah, you know, that's not a problem.